Welcome to The Crossing, the sermon podcast from Washington National Cathedral. We're so glad you're with us, and we hope this week's episode gives you comfort and inspiration. Be sure to check out our other Crossing podcast, Tower Talks, where you can find untold stories from cathedral docents, volunteers, staff, and artists who have each helped make the cathedral into the national treasure we all love. And now, enjoy this week's sermon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. It's a crazy thing we proclaim this night that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. There are a lot of folks who don't believe it. I imagine there are a fair number of folks here this evening who aren't quite sure they believe it. But you come anyway. Maybe you come because you hope it's true. Maybe you come because you want it to be true. Maybe you come to pray that it is true. And yet, despite all of our uncertainty on Easter, we gather by the thousands, by the millions, in fact, by the billions around the world. And we do this crazy thing. We proclaim this wonderfully ridiculous, totally improbable, improvable thing that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, that evil and death have no ultimate power, and only God's goodness and love last forever. This is the good news that I cling to. The hope and the promise that lives at the center of my life. I've said it before, there's many a day when Easter is literally the only reason I can get out of bed some mornings. Many have said that it's only a naive fairy tale. But I believe, as Frederick Buechner once said, that existence has greater depths of beauty, mystery, and benediction than the wildest visionary has ever dared to dream. But let's be honest. Resurrection is a hard thing for us to wrap our heads around. It goes against what we expect. The world says, when you're dead, you're dead. It's sad, but that's the way it goes. Sure, Jesus was a good man who said and did wonderful things, but he upset some very powerful people, and those powerful people caught up with him and killed him. Isn't that how it goes in this world? Not all stories have happy endings. That's just the way life is. On Good Friday, that's certainly what the disciples thought. They loved Jesus, they followed him, they dedicated their lives to him, but now their friend was crucified and buried. They were crushed with grief, but they understood that death has the last word. At least they thought they understood. No one was more surprised than they were when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came running to tell them that the tomb was empty and that they had seen the risen Lord. At first, they didn't believe it. At first, they were just terrified. But it was true. They saw him for themselves, and they testified about what they saw. More importantly and more miraculously, this truth of the risen Christ changed their lives to the point that in the years to come, each and every one of them was willing to die just to proclaim that good news to other people. From the very first days of our faith, the resurrection was no mere idea. For the earliest Christians, it was no metaphorical story. It was a fact. It was the greatest story ever told, and the one that they believed was worth living and dying for. Some time ago, I was listening to NPR. That's part of our ordination vows. All Episcopal clergy have to listen to NPR. I was listening to NPR as I was driving home, and I heard the writer Anne Lamont give an interview about what Easter means to her. She said that Christians are Easter people living in a Good Friday world. That phrase has always stuck with me. Easter people living in a Good Friday world. What does that mean? It means we live in a world that is often difficult and tragic, a world where there is a great deal of death and suffering and destruction. 30 seconds of that video from the shooting that took the lives of 3 children and 3 adults at the Covenant School is enough to convince us of that. But despite the tragedies in places like Nashville, or the war that is devastating lives in Ukraine, or the diseases that lay low the people we love, we Christians believe that God has not given up on the world. We believe that contrary to appearances, death does not have the final word. God in Christ has the final word. Being an Easter Christian means holding on to the promise that resurrection changes everything. As Rob Bell once wrote, resurrection announces that God has not given up on the world because this world matters. This world full of dirt and danger, strife and struggle, resurrection announces that what we do with our lives matters. Every act of compassion matters. Every work that celebrates the good and true matters. Every fair and honest act of business and trade, every kind word matters, because they all contribute to God's work of redeeming this Good Friday world. And because death does not have the final say, none of the good we do can ever be lost or forgotten or wasted. It all has its place because the tomb is empty because of resurrection. Tonight is a time to rejoice, a moment to breathe a sigh of relief, a time to rekindle hope the way we rekindle these candles in the darkness. It's a night to reaffirm our faith that God loves us far too much to ever let us go. As Victor Hugo once wrote, the tomb is not a blind alley, it's a thoroughfare. It closes on the twilight, but it opens on the dawn. And for those of us who claim the message of the empty tomb as our own, who find good news in the promise of Easter, our job is to live in such a way that the miracle of this night can be seen in our lives. Remember, when you forgive your enemy, when you feed the hungry, when you defend the weak, you proclaim the resurrection. When you work to pair broken relationships, when you sacrifice for the sake of others, when you take the time to support a friend in need, you proclaim the resurrection. When you stand up for the truth, when you refuse to compromise your integrity, when you love the unlovable, you proclaim the resurrection. This is our job as Christians, to declare with our lips and live with our lives the hope of Easter in a world where for many, hope can be difficult to find. God raised Jesus from the dead as surely as I'm standing here. That's what I believe. And the living Christ walks among us all the time, right now, right here, right this instant. In the words of my favorite American songwriter and poet, Mr. John Prine, just give me one thing that I can hold on to, because to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Well, I've found my one thing. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Go and find him for yourself. Go and bear your own witness. Go and seek him among the living, and in so doing, you will find yourself and the gift of eternal life as well. Happy Easter. Amen.